Good evening, friends, and welcome to the premiere. Good evening, friends, and welcome to the premiere broadcast of my new radio talk show, Friends Forum. My name is John McCormick, and I am your host. Just as the talk show name suggests, this is an informal forum for friends to come together and discuss topics and or share random thoughts. Although I will suggest topics at times, everyone is welcome to suggest a topic as well. Most topics are welcomed, but remember, we are on the air, so please keep that in mind. The show tonight will be in four segments over the next hour. There will be some fun retro radio commercials and a couple of songs in addition to our discussion. I created this show so friends that may never get a chance to meet in person can at least talk to each other here. It's like the next best thing. This is not just the first show. This is also like a test show. So bear with me. I will be using a switchboard to connect callers and playing audio files for the first time tonight. So I hope it all goes well and I don't accidentally hang up on anyone or have technical difficulties. It's kind of funny. It kind of reminds me of the movie Straight Talk with Dolly Parton, where she tries to do the switchboard for the first time and then ends up a radio talk show host. I just want to say how grateful I am for all my friends that I've met online through Facebook and other social networking sites, and I want to thank each one of you for being a friend. With that thought in mind, this TV show theme song seems fitting right now. Enjoy it, and then we'll be right back to start the show. Okay, and we're back. What a great TV show that was. I think we all are grateful we still have Betty White around. What a hoot she is. I just loved her on Saturday Night Live not too long ago. But again, what I wanted to say is I'm just so grateful for my friends, and I really thank you, and I hope that you'll get a chance to call in, because without you calling in, I don't have a show. You know, I just have listeners, and I can't talk for an hour by myself. So make sure you call in, okay, and do it right now, and I'll connect you very soon. But anyways, we do need to get this show on the road, so you have two options. You can choose to just listen to the show, or you can call in to join the live group conversation that will be on air. If you do call in, you will hear the show through your phone. The listener dial-in number is 646-478-3380. That's 646-478-3380. So please call in now to be connected. Thank you in advance for listening to the show and to everyone that may call in. And again, please call in now. And Grant, I know you're listening, so I want you to call in right now. You're going to be my first caller. So I need you to call in as soon as possible so we can get this show on the road. In the meantime, I did want to say, I think it's interesting how we can all meet online. You know, before Facebook, you know, there were a lot of other social networking sites. And I met a lot of my friends before Facebook on those sites. And one of them was actually on American Idol forums. We were off topic, and we met a lot of good friends there, and then we all moved to Facebook. And I actually even met someone, most people don't meet people on YouTube, but I actually met someone on YouTube one time. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about her later on in the show, but you know, she, I just really liked her singing and something that she had presented that she had made herself, and I went ahead and contacted her through a personal message and told her I really thought she was great, and now she's my friend, and that's been like 5 years ago. So it's real interesting how you can meet a lot of people, and it's great. So just right now, I do look like I do have someone that is calling in, so let's go ahead and find out who they are. Hello, you're on the air with John. Who is this?
Hey, John, this is Grant.
Hey, Grant, how are you? I'm glad you made it in.
So what are you talking about? Did I miss anything? My clock's
well,
a little slow.
No, that's okay. No, you just missed my intro, you know, where I was welcoming friends to call in and so that we can, you know, have a conversation. It's going to be in a few segments tonight. So I do have some ideas of some topics that I'm going to have, and I'm going to show some, I'm going to present some retro radio commercials. So that should be fun. And I have a premiere of a song that a friend is debuting, so I'm going to play that, and there's just a few other things, but mainly it's just to meet people like you. You know, I've never heard your voice before, and I've known you for many, many years, so this is really great.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you up to tonight? What's going on?
Oh, I was going to go, I think I told, no, I don't know if I did yet. I was going to take my grandma to the Wild Animal Park in the morning. San Diego, yeah.
Oh, great, great. Well, that'll be great for her to get out and do that.
Absolutely.
How is she doing these days? She doing pretty well?
Yeah, she's doing, considering she's 91, she's doing, you know, she's pretty spry for her age, I guess. Hopefully
yeah.
I inherit that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure you keep her entertained because you keep everyone on Facebook entertained with your comments and your postings.
Oh, I try.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. And well, actually, we probably should have a segment, you know, just about, you know, Grant's wisdom, because I, you know, I'm sure everybody would appreciate that.
Your show will get banned in a day.
Well, you know, that's okay. We can say at least we had a great time, you know, for one show. But.
Sure.
But yeah, so did you? So you missed the intro then? Did you get to hear the TV theme song I played?
Oh no, I was about a minute too late for that.
No, that's okay. I was just basically, and this is what I wanted to say to you, since you're the first one to call in. I really appreciate it. Is that I just really want to thank everyone for being a friend, and that's what I played. You know, from the Golden Girls, I played that theme song because it is true. Well, you know, it's just so true because, you know, a lot of us, we may never get to meet, but at least maybe through this show and other, you know, forms, you know, we can get to know each other a little bit better and talk. And it's the next best thing, I think, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah. And so why don't you share one of your Granty wisdoms with us tonight? What does Granty say? What does Granty say?
Put me on the spot.
No. No. Well, you know, I try. But I was, hopefully we'll get some more callers and everything and tonight. If not, that's fine, you know. I've always wanted to talk to you, and this is great, you know.
Sure.
So that's great about going with your grandma tomorrow. And so do you have any plans for the holidays at all?
Nothing extravagant, just, you know, seeing my family. And, you know, we got a tree last night. We hadn't had time to decorate it yet. But, yeah, so a little late, but yeah, better late than never.
Yeah, well, that's great. Since I've been having a lot of guests lately in my apartment, I decided to decorate this year for the first time in a while. And it looks pretty awesome, I think. You know, I keep waiting for that Christmas spirit to hit, you know, but
yeah.
I'm sure it will eventually. Grant, hold on just a second. It looks like we have another caller. Let's find out who that is.
Okay, sure.
You are
Hello.
Muted. I knew there was something wrong with you.
Hey, who's calling in? Who is this?
This is Linda Zahm.
Well, hi, Linda. How are you tonight?
I'm just fine. I had a little trouble getting in, but I just wanted to call and say hi and give a shout-out to you and congratulate you on this and to all my Facebook friends that may be listening or in that. But it's kind of nice to put a voice to a face.
Yeah, it really is, and that's what I was telling Grant. You know, I've known Grant for a long time, and I've always wondered what his voice sounded like, and And, you know, so this is like the next best thing of actually meeting somebody.
Yeah, because I think we've only been friends for like a few months, but like with Corey and Scooty and you know, Scotty and them guys, I've been friends with them for a couple years now. So, but it's just really great. I just love all you guys, and I think this show here, this is neat. Even though I think there's like 4 hours difference between us.
Oh, really? So so are you like 4 hours ahead then, right?
Yeah, I'm in Indiana, just outside Fort Wayne.
Well, I do have some great news I wanted to share with everyone, and that is starting next week, the show will be 1 hour earlier.
All right.
So it'll start at 7 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that is.
So no, I took a little nap for about an hour this afternoon just so I can make sure I would make it up for your show tonight, because I thought, I've got to, you know, hear this. Because are you going to do this now? This is a weekly thing or every Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to do it for now every Saturday at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have the option, if I want to, I could actually have up to a two-hour show every day if I wanted to. But I don't want that. I want to start off with just a one-hour show once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then just see how that goes, you know. And because I think if we can get an opportunity, you know, for friends to call in and talk and, you know, and get to know each other even more, you know, in a personal way that way, I think it's great. And so I really want to continue it.
Yeah, I do too, especially if it's an open forum, you know. It's, you know, it's, you know, but, yeah, wishing you a lot of luck, so.
Well, thank you, Linda. I really appreciate you, you know, calling. Are you going to be able to stay with us for the
yes,
hour?
I'm going to hang up, but I'm going to sit and listen. And I know your first caller was Grant. Hi, Grant. I don't know if I know he's not on my Facebook, but I see him on yours. So when I do leave comments, so
yeah. Grant's my buddy. He's one of my best buddies on Facebook. I've known him for a while.
Okay. Okay, well, nice to have listened to both of you, and I'll just sit back and let y'all talk for a while now.
Well, thank you, Linda, again for calling.
Okay, sure, hon, and I'll be catching you again, and you
okay.
Have a good night. But
you
I'm going to stay with you, though. I'm going to listen.
Okay, and if you want to call back in to talk, just feel free to do so.
I sure will. Thank you, hon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I thought I was muted because right before I got on, so I didn't know if I didn't know if I could talk or not. So that's kind of good to know.
Oh, you know what happened was when you first got on. If you got on right at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
You were temporarily muted just by the system until I got through with an intro, and then
okay.
it lets me put the caller on the air. So
sure,
I think
sure.
That's what might have happened. It sounded like you were muted because, you know, I guess technically you were there for a little while. So, but you know what? I'm sure we're going to get more callers. But in the meantime, why don't we do this? I wanted to go ahead and play a flashback of a retro radio commercial since it's about break time already. One of our segments is completely over. So let me go ahead and play that, and then enjoy that, and then we'll be right back, okay?
Right on.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewalls, tires, and old golf balls.
Sink, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry, too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean
clean a kitchen sink
quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash
faster than a flash?
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I think that is such a hoot. Like, that brings back so many memories from when I was a kid. Does anyone know if they even sell Mr. Clean anymore?
I'm not sure, but he was around when I was a kid, too. So.
Yeah. Now, we just have a new caller, too. And who called in that hasn't introduced themselves yet?
Hi. Is this John?
Yes, this is John. Who's this?
Hi, this is Wayne Jordan.
Hey, Wayne. It's nice to talk to you again. I enjoyed talking to you the other night. Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. Yeah, I was just I played that commercial because it does bring back memories of when I was a kid. I was just obsessed with cleanliness. I would clean everything in my room. Even at 10 years old, I would, like, clean the walls and the woodwork. And I mean, I was just obsessed with it. I think I may have had a little bit of OCD as a kid, you know. But I can definitely tell you I grew out of that. I grew out of that quick. But, you know, with that said, though, I mean, how about you guys? Were you, like, clean teens or messy ones? Or did you have, like, any obsessions as a kid or even now?
No obsessions, but I was probably back then they didn't have names for ADD. So, you know, I was just a very talkative kid. So I always got C conduct grades. My mother used to hate that.
No. Yeah. How about you, Grant?
No, I've always been OCD when it comes to cleaning, though. I still haven't outgrown it.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was so funny because people would come to visit us as kids, you know, when I was a kid. Mm. And my sisters, I had three sisters, and they would come to, you know, just check out the place, check out my room, the rooms and everything. In my room, everything would be perfectly in its place. Even my toys had to be pointed all in the same direction. I mean, I was just really obsessed with everything being so picky and clean. And I would lie in bed, and if I would see a piece of lint on the carpet somewhere, I'd literally have to get up and put it in the trash before I could go to sleep.
Oh.
I mean, that's how bad it was. But you know,
you
I kind of
wouldn't have liked my bedroom.
I tell you, Wayne, it was something else. I don't know if it was a curse or a blessing, you know, to be like that, but it was definitely, it was obsessive. but as I grew older, you know, I kind of grew out of that. But like I was telling Grant, you know, I have a lot of guests that come and stay with me now. And so I decorate it, but I also, you know, I make sure my place is immaculate. And so all my reviews I get from my guests give me 5 stars on cleanliness. So I guess I'm doing okay now. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Reminds me of the movie As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He never grew out of it either.
Oh, I tell you. I tell you, it's so funny, though, because, like I said, my sisters, I mean, their place would look like a tornado went through it, you know? And here I'm, like, 11 years old, and everything is so perfect, you know? It's just crazy. But let me ask you guys, tell me what's going on with you. Is there any topic before we go into our next segment? I do have a couple more topics I want to bring up a little later.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I'd like to kind of throw it out at you and see if there's anything going on you want to talk about.
Well, I
don't.
Go on.
Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to – someone asked me what John sounded like, and I saw him in a video, and I said – you know, he sounds like a dead ringer for Bill Murray. That's who I'm hearing, you know, right now. I can totally.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I've never been told that before. So that's. I mean, I get told I look like Tom Hanks. You know, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've never been told Bill Murray. I have to remember that one. I've got to Google him or look him up on YouTube and listen to his voice now. I'm curious.
Almost a dead ringer. You can get some voice work.
Well, you know, years ago when Tom Hanks first came out with the movie Splash with Daryl Hannah,
yeah,
he had that bushy hair, like a permed hair, and I at the same time had the very same thing. So. As soon as that movie came out, like 6-10 times literally a day, people would tell me I look like Tom Hanks. You know, and they keep telling me you could, you know, play a stunt double or some kind of, you know, double for him. And so they had a competition one time for a what was it called? It was when he did Joe Versus the Volcano.
Uh-huh.
So they had a lookalike contest. So if you won, you got to go to Hawaii. You see. So, but unfortunately, I didn't try it out for it. But that's one thing I regret, because I think I may have gotten a free trip to Hawaii if I would have done that. So.
Yeah, you probably would have. You probably would have won.
Yeah. But you know what I hear? What's really funny is one year, while I was being told I looked like Tom Hanks, I went to get my hair cut, and the lady who is the the receptionist, she looked just like Daryl Hannah. And it was, yeah, she did. And it was right at Halloween. So I felt like, you know, that would have been a great way to say, hey, you know, would you like to go out and for Halloween together as Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah? We don't even have to dress up. You know, but I didn't do that. I didn't do that. There's a lot of things I don't do. I could do, but I didn't do. So. But anyways, well, Wayne, what are you up to this weekend? Do you have any plans?
Oh, just they're setting my wife is in the mortgage business. She does underwriting, and they're setting her office down, and so I'm helping her with the networking and computer stuff here at the house to get her office set up so that she can work remotely and stuff. So that's been the last 2 days. Type of thing I've been doing for getting that all set up.
Oh, okay. Well, what about for like the holidays? Do you guys take like a trip or go anywhere, or do you have plans at home, or what are your plans for the holidays?
All the kids, you know, are grown up, so you know we don't do a whole lot. Just me and my wife and the three dogs. You know, we have three dogs to rescue and stuff like that. If we had the money this year, we would normally be going to the Bahamas during the Christmas.
Well, Bahamas that would have been great.
Well, it's a family type thing where a lot of the family goes over there during the holidays and stuff, and so it's a pretty nice little trip. We've already gone once this year, so we can't go back again twice this year with the way the economy is.
Well, sure, yeah, I understand that, absolutely, yeah. One time I was in Florida during the holidays, and it was so unusual, you know, to see, you know, like Santa Claus in shorts, you know. And I was like, wow, you know, because I'm from Ohio originally, so I grew up very cold weather, you know, a lot of snow. I think the last winter I spent in Ohio, it was 25 below zero naturally, and with the wind chill, it was like 50 below at one point. And at the very same time where I live now in San Francisco, it was like 68 degrees. So we're talking like, what, about 116 degrees or something like that, warmer. And that's what made me decide I'm gonna move to San Francisco. So, but at least here in the holidays, you still can feel like it's... you know, you've still got that chill in the air. You know, we have that even during the summer in San Francisco. It's so cold. So it's nice, you know. So, but anything else you
we don't
ahead?
Get much. We don't get much snow in Houston, that's for sure.
Right, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And Grant, he's down in Los Angeles, so we know he doesn't get any snow.
No, not much either.
Yeah, he's in the same kind of weather pattern as Houston is, you know. So,
same hemisphere almost.
Yeah, really. You take I-10 west from here and go straight into Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the what's interesting is that they say it rarely rains in Los Angeles, but lately, haven't you guys had a lot of storms and stuff, Grant? Or?
Yeah, we occasionally get those. That's probably we got in some fog too, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
We've had some fog for the last week or so. Some pretty heavy fog too.
Yeah, I tell you, we get. If you want to talk about fog, you come to San Francisco. I'll tell you, that fog rolls in just like clockwork all through the summer. You know, it'll be nice during the day, and then by night you can't see. You know, you can't see anything. So it gets pretty foggy there too. But
I've actually been to San Francisco several times. I was actually born in San Diego, but I've been to Santa Cruz and Mill Valley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Santa Cruz is great. I love the boardwalk there. And Mill Valley is a very nice area too. I actually worked there in that area for a while. So yeah, the whole Bay Area is wonderful. I mean, you know, what's so nice about living in San Francisco is you can just go an hour or 2 hours away and you're like in a whole different world, you know. Like right now they've got snow, you know, just a couple of hours, well, I guess 4 hours away in the Tahoe area. But, you know, so it's just nice, you know. Well, that's where you were, guys. I wanted to ask you to hold on just a second because I wanted to just let you know I talked about my a friend that I met on YouTube the other day. I was mentioning it on my wall because I'm always bragging about her. I've known it for like about 5 years. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to share a song with you that she debuted recently. She just, we met, like I said, 5 years ago, and now she just got signed for a record deal in Nashville for an album.
Oh, wow.
So it's really exciting. And then also what I wanted to let you know how we met was that we both entered a original songwriting contest competition together. And I heard her song, not this song that I'm presenting, but another song. I heard her singing it, and she just sounded so wonderful. I had to let her know. So I personal messaged her. And, you know, I guess it's really unusual to meet friends on YouTube. I guess you're also used to meeting people on MySpace when that existed and Facebook now. But I haven't known many people that's met somebody on YouTube. So people kind of are surprised by that. But we're really good friends now, and I'd like to go ahead. It's a country song, so I'm not sure if you're into country music or not, but I think you'll appreciate the song anyway. So I just wanted to go ahead and present that tonight, just you know, to support her, and then we'll be right back. Okay? So here's her.
Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's her song.
Crying, he's laughing and a joking, getting out.
Okay, well, we are back, and that was my friend Raquel Renner. And if you want to look her up, she's on YouTube, and she has her own site, and she has a lot of songs, and she has a couple of albums already out. So I just wanted to tell her how proud I am of her, and I really just am so grateful that I have her as a friend, and she's very supportive to me, and I can't wait to meet her someday, just like I want to meet you guys, too. So what did you think about the song?
Well, I'm a country fan, so I liked it. She sounds a lot like Gretchen Wilson, and the song reminds me of I'm Here for the Party, so it was pretty nice. I liked it.
Yeah, there you are. That's right. If something doesn't get broken, then it's not a party, right?
That's right.
That's right, yeah. But you know what? I have a lot of talented friends. I mean, some are actors, comics, singers, writers, and so on. I mean, for example, I mean, we've got a really funny guy online right now with us, and that is Granty. Granty keeps me laughing all the time. Thank you, Grant.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know what? I kept calling him Greg, and it's Grant.
It's Grant. Yeah, that's okay.
I was going to say that you're very natural at this. Is this your first time on the radio or hosting something? Because it seems very a right fit for you, you know, like you've been doing all your life.
So really, you know, Grant, I really appreciate you saying that because I was very nervous to do this because I'm not a professional at it. I just wanted to create something that would be fun for, friends like from Facebook or wherever that can get together and talk and stuff. So I was a little nervous about it, but I have to say, having friends like you, Grant, and Wayne supporting me and calling in, and Linda, who did earlier, it made it a lot easier for me. So I think that's why I feel relaxed about it, is it's just, I'm talking to my friends. So.
Yeah, it's just like a phone call with people listening in.
Right.
Right,
hey,
right.
Hey, John, Linda's asking who the lady was singing. She couldn't hear the song.
Who was singing? The name of the person? That was Raquel Renner, and that's R-E-N-N-E-R, Raquel Renner. So you can look her up, and she's actually one of my friends, obviously, on my page, so you can always, check her out there, and feel free to friend her if you like to, if you like her work, or at least maybe go to her site. You can find her on Google or on YouTube. So, but she's great. She's an amazing woman. And I'm just glad, like I said, that I know her. And but I did want to what I wanted to do before we get to the next segment was I wanted to ask you guys, is there anything, any hidden talents you have or any talents that you do have that you would like to share with us? Now, keep in mind, we are on the air, Grant. We know Grant's talent. Grant, we know he's very talented in many ways, I'm sure. So, but do you have? Did any of you like sing, or have you done any singing or acting or anything like that?
I'm about the least artistic person you'll ever meet.
Oh, really?
I'm a techno geek, kind of person.
Right. Well, how about you, Grant? Have you ever done any theater or done anything? Because you just seem like a natural, comic performer to me,
I'm more of a writer, I just, not much of a performer, I guess.
Okay, well, you write very well, so I can see that, definitely.
You're a wonderful writer, too. I mean, you've run some things by that you wrote to me and had me take a look at, and they really are good, they're not. It wasn't like I was just, forcing myself to read it like I am with some people. It was just, it's very good. You should.
I respect those guys who get up on stage and do that. I'm a pretty funny guy at 2 o'clock in the morning at a bar, but I'm not very good at being up in front of an audience trying to make jokes. That's a tough job.
Well, Grant, I just wanted to say thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that, and I know that you must be a great writer because I enjoy everything that you write you know, that I read on your wall and so on. So so I look forward to someday maybe, you know, having something that you might want me to read that you've written, and I would love to read it. So,
sure, you'll be the first one to see it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I am talented or not. I just have that passion, and that it's just that craving that I have to write. You know, ever since I was 10 years old, I started a journal, and I just had that need to write everything down. And I still have those journals all these years. I can't believe it, but I do. I have boxes of journals. But the thing is that I wrote my first poem at 10, and I went into a competition, and I won first place. So I that's what encouraged me. And then I had a teacher encourage me to keep a journal. So I think I just love to write. You know, I hope it's good sometimes. You know, like I wrote that stage play that Grant read, and I appreciate him doing that because that took a while to read it, I know, about an hour and a half. But it's... you know, it's. I'm still working on that, getting that out there. I have some friends in a writers group there on Facebook, very talented writers, and I was just privileged and just in awe that they wanted me to be in their group. But being in their group, we all had these assignments every week. We would write every 2 weeks, I believe it was. We would write a short story. So now we have so many short stories that we want to make it an anthology. And we're planning on having that published with all of our short stories in it. So I'm just really excited about that, you know.
That's fantastic.
You writer. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying that's fantastic. Go ahead.
I you know, writing to me is like I might as well having root canal surgery. So you guys that can write and put words to paper on blank sheets of paper, hey, I'm in awe of you guys.
Well, thank you. I mean, I just don't. That's just something I have to do. It's like breathing. You know, I every day I have to write. It's just something that's inside of me that makes me do it. So one of these days, who knows? Maybe I'll have a screenplay out there, a movie produced. But I am working on a book. So this book is a self-help book that is based over a 10-year period of my life. And based on things that I did to help me in my life. So that's my big project that I really, if nothing else, I would love to have that be published and at least maybe help somebody else, you know, be able to read it. So that's my big goal in my writing is really just to do something like that. So, but yeah. Well, thank you guys for sharing all that. And what I'd like to do is play another commercial. This one is another retro radio commercial that I'm sure you'll remember, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Here it is.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say... Cause Oscar Mayer has a way with C-R-O-D-N-A.
I just love that commercial. I don't know, did you guys eat bologna when you were young?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Fried bologna, too.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I used to fry it, yeah, when I was a kid. I just loved eating that. But now, do people still really eat it today?
Oh,
I mean, I know they sell it, but I just don't know if people still eat it.
I like bologna, so, you know.
Oh, so you do. Yeah, well, that's... What about you, Grant?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I don't hang around at playgrounds or anything, so I don't know if
they're
eating.
You guys are funny.
Not while I'm on the air, anyway.
Yeah, really.
Grant, you're really behaving yourself tonight. I know,
yeah, like
you want to unleash.
I
know you want to unleash something.
I don't want.
I know you want to unleash something. You know, you want to say something. So now, before this show's over with, we've got to have Granty's something, saying or wisdom, like I said earlier. We got to have that.
Okay.
So now, What I'd like to do is to finish the show. We're not done yet, but to finish the show, what I'd like to do is maybe talk a little bit about the holiday season. But before I do that, to get us in the holiday spirit a little bit, I'd like to play a song that I heard for the first time last year, and it's my favorite song right now, and it's Mariah Carey's song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then we'll be right back. So here it is.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish.
Guys, thanks for listening to that, but was the audio off a little bit on that?
It sounded fine to me on my end.
Oh, it did. Okay, great. I guess it was just coming through my headset that it was kind of like a lot of static, because if it's like that in the future, I just want to make sure I adjust the volume. So thank you so much for letting me know. But you know
when
what?
When it's coming through my Bluetooth, it's a little loud, so I have to mute you and listen to it on my speakers.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I have the volume turned up maybe a little too high, so I'll have to turn that down a little bit next time. But I did want to say, you know, I do know that this time of year the holidays can be happy and festive for some people, but for others it can be a sad and challenging time. And I kind of wanted to discuss that a little bit if you guys wanted to, you know, because you know, I know, like I said, it can be hard, it can be happy. How's the holidays for you guys going so far? Grant, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, it's just same old, I guess.
Yeah.
This is.
Well, the holidays are a lot of fun when you're a kid, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
and a lot more fun. And, you know, nowadays, it, you know, can become a struggle, especially when the, you know, money is tight and things like that. And, you know, what you're not expected to do, but the pressures of spending money that you shouldn't be spending. That's the kind of thing it gets to me sometimes.
Yeah, that's one of the things about the holidays that I think is hard is the commercialism of it, a lot of it in some cases. You know, it's just focused more on the presents and then instead of the spirit of the holiday season. And like I said, I mean, that can make it hard on the parents, you know, especially when they can't or anybody, you know, not just parents, but I mean anybody that would love to be able to give a gift or do something for somebody for the holiday. And unfortunately, because of the economy and financial reasons, you know, they can't do it. So the holidays, a lot of times, can just be a reminder to people at times, you know, that maybe they're not happy with the way things are in their life with finances and things like that. And I think that's what can really make it difficult because you feel like you're not doing well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And We still, even though empty nesters here, except for the dogs, we still, for most years, put up decorations and stuff. I think Grant said he even had a Christmas tree.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like you said, it's more fun when you're a kid or if you have, you know, your own kids that age. But
right.
Otherwise, it kind of comes and goes, or at least it does with me, you know.
It does for me also, yep. I agree with you. My kids, like I said, other than one, are all grown, and they have their own family, and they all live out of state. And so, you know, it definitely is a different time than it was when my kids were growing up or when I was a kid. So the feeling is not quite as festive because the kids is what makes it for me.
Sure. Yeah, I remember I used to go to my grandparents, you know, for Christmas, and that was before they got too old, and that was great. So, I mean, because I'm sure they felt the same way, where they, you know, it was kind of a lonely time for them. So they,
right.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I loved, I mean, like you said, as a kid, I mean, Christmas is just everything. But I have a confession to make about Santa Claus, though. And here's my confession, okay? Can you guess the age I was when I realized there wasn't really a Santa Claus? What do you think would be a normal age for a kid to realize that maybe there isn't a Santa Claus?
You mean now or when I was a kid?
When you were a kid, or even, yeah, just as a kid.
Yeah, but we were much slower back then. I was probably, by the time I finally realized I was about 12 years old. Today, maybe 8 years old.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering, because for me, can you believe this? I had my 12-year-old sister telling me at 14 years old that there was not a Santa Claus. I still believed it. I believed in the what do you call it? Tinkerbell.
Sure.
My parents used to tell us that when you're lying in bed, if you're not asleep, Santa won't come. And he has Tinkerbell that flies around to watch to see if you're asleep or not, or he'll pass your house by. And I believed all that stuff. I was very slow.
Yeah.
I was slow. I completely.
The thing that most of the kids by 8 years old today, you know what the real story is.
Yeah.
Especially with
yeah.
iPhones and everything else in the world they're connected to.
Oh, I know. I mean, gosh, I don't know. I'm surprised that any kids, you know, these days, there's so much information out there that they would.
Well, I've actually had that discussion on Facebook about Santa Claus and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a very interesting conversation.
Oh, really? Well, tell us something about it. What did you guys talk about?
Well, you know, I believe. believe in the spirit of it, you know, still, and I think it always brings light. And the question barreled down or boiled down to this is that, how, like the question you just asked, well, how long should that happen? And, you know, and as long as you can, because fantasy is part of a child's life. I don't have any problem with it. I know parents that don't want them to even believe it at all.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's something I guess each family decides and what they want to do. But I think it's fun to believe in Santa Claus, you know, when you're a kid, you know, because if you believe in Santa Claus, then that means you're going to get some gifts, you know, from Santa Claus. So it pays to believe in him. Well, now, you know, we have less than 10 minutes left. I can't believe it's gone by so fast. But I just was just wondering, I mean, is there anything else going on with you guys that you wanted to talk about or say? Or how about you, Grant? What's that? Oh, no, I mean, just overall, what do you enjoy? What do you think about this this way of meeting people on this radio show? I mean, do you think I should continue it and do it again next week? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's just fun to just listen, you know? It's.
I had a Facebook friend who set up an internet radio show. Now, his was geared toward playing country music and not really talk, but... It's a great medium and great technology. I mean, yes, most definitely.
Well, I'm just amazed I was able to do it because, you know, I've never worked with this switchboard before, and I had to figure out how to upload the audio clips. And it's really interesting. On iTunes, you can't automatically just upload an iTunes audio clip. You have to, like, transfer to an MP3 and all this stuff I didn't know anything about. So I had to go on Google, read about it, figure out how to do it. It was really actually kind of simple, but I didn't know how to do it, you know. So I was really nervous about not having any audio clips tonight, so I'm glad I was able to download those. Actually, I have about 25 of them here for future shows, but I have a special one just for Grant, but I haven't had to use it. It's a special sound effect. But
yeah,
I'm not
going to
use
what that one is.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it just yet until I need to. He hasn't given me a reason to yet, so but I will use that. And then of course, you know, just navigating through everything. So I'm really glad the two of you called in. I want to thank you so much. You made this so much easier for me for this first show. And this is, like I said, it's not just the first show. It's really a test show because I've never done this before. And so I'm looking forward to coming up with some other topics and having some more callers. I think people were just shy tonight to call in. So hopefully I can work on that this week and try to get people to feel comfortable to call in and share, and maybe we can promote it a little bit more and get some more of our friends here. You know,
sure.
That would be great, right? Yeah. So,
Grant, like the least shy guys around, right? Grant definitely doesn't sound to be shy.
Grant's not shy at all.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, John's quite the artist. He does Photoshops of me and him and all my friends. He's done about like 900. I got like an album, like every movie or TV show he's done me in, and they're just, I mean, they're really creative. Yeah, he's
well, you
really?
Know, that's what's really fun is being able to do those shops because I have a couple of other friends along with Grant that will do group shops together, you know, and they're just fun to do. And Grant is a good sport about it because sometimes I think I've shopped him in some things. I don't know if he liked it or not.
I actually had a friend of mine the other few weeks ago Photoshop me, my face, into Captain Kangaroo style. So
okay.
I'm like, do I really look like Captain Kangaroo? I mean, but it was kind of funny. You'll see it on my wall if even want to look at it, John. It's still there. But I just found it to be funny, and it was a good taste. So not that I think I really look like Captain Kangaroo, but it was funny.
Well, that is funny. And then you know what else is funny, too, is that with Grant, I think one of the funniest chops I did of him was, and because he doesn't look like her, but it was just kind of funny to do it, was that I photoshopped his face on Rachel Maddow's
face.
I thought that was, it turned out actually pretty good, you know?
Yeah, some of them are pretty seamless, you know? I don't know how you do them, and especially, I mean, I remember you do like 5 a night or something like that. I was like, how do you work on them so quick? And
yeah, some of them are easy to do. They just fall together just like perfectly, and it doesn't require a lot of Photoshop to fix the pictures. But I do have about 8 or 9 sources of ways to Photoshop a face. So it's just an obsession. I'll be honest, I'm addicted to Photoshop. I'm addicted to it. So, you know, like if I don't feel like watching TV or I don't feel like doing anything, I'll just do some Photoshops. And so, you know, Grant, actually, we're due to do a couple of new Photoshops for you. And you did give a suggestion the other day for a couple of what were they that you were requiring?
I won the Police Academy. I thought that would be very.
That
would
fit. That's good.
Yeah.
You're talking about the guy on Police Academy that can make. I think he's dead now, but the guy on Police Academy that made all the weird sounds and noises.
That's the one. That's the one, Michael Winslow.
Oh, I can just definitely see Grant doing that. Yes.
That guy was very funny, but I think he died a few years ago.
Oh,
yeah, I think you're right. I have to look that one up.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of some of the sounds Grant would come out with.
Jeff, what's his name? The guy that Billy Currington. I really like his humor too.
Oh yeah.
The guy that and the guy that also does Ahmed the terrorist. He's hilarious.
Oh my God! What's that called? Not a puppet, but what is that called? A dummy?
Yeah, Jeff Dunham, I think. That's
That is hilarious. That show is great.
Oh,
doesn't
God,
he have his
bad.
Own show in Vegas? I think Las Vegas. He has his own show, doesn't he?
Yes, but I'm also a big fan of, as a kid, of the Three Stooges and that kind of humor too. So I like slapstick comedy kind of stuff.
Yeah, that I think I actually photoshopped Grant with in my face too, and some other friend with Three Stooges, and they turned out to be pretty scary looking.
Hey Grant, what kind of humor do you like, or what do you do? Do you do a step back?
No, I'm pretty open to pretty much anything, you know. I mean, especially stand-ups, whatever's on. I mean, even if the guy's just bombing and terrible, I'll just. You know, it's just humorous to me just to watch him do badly, so I'll just, I'll watch anything, you know.
you should post on the forum your link to YouTube or something if you've got anything. I'd like to watch it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I haven't done any stand-up, but, you know, people have been asking me to do it, so, yeah, maybe one day I will for you. Okay, so it's a show to you.
Well, guys, we're down to less than 30 seconds, so thank you again for calling in and to everyone else who's listening. And join us again next Saturday on December 15th at our earlier time, which is 7 p.m. So, again, I want to thank you, Grant and Wayne, for calling in, and Linda calling in earlier. And I just wish everyone a very peaceful and joyful holiday season and every time of the year. So for now, I wish you all a great night. And this is John signing off. And have a great night. Goodbye.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Very good.